Please take your Bibles, turn to the Gospel of Luke. I'll be reading chapter 21, verses 5 to 19. I'll read Scott, when he stands as word is read. Luke, chapter 21, beginning in verse 5. As some were talking about the temple, how it was adorned with beautiful stones and gifts dedicated to God, he said, "These things that you see, the days will come when not one stone will be left on another that will not be thrown down." "Teacher," they asked him, "so when will these things happen? And what will be the sign when these things are about to take place?" Then he said, "Watch out that you are not deceived. For many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and the time is near. Don't follow them. When you hear of wars and rebellions, don't be alarmed. Indeed, it is necessary that these things take place first, but the end won't come right away." Then he told them, "Nation will be raised up against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be violent earthquakes and famines and plagues in various places, and there will be terrifying sights and sounds from heaven. There will be terrifying sights and great signs from heaven. But before all these things, they will lay their hands on you and persecute you. They will hand you over to the synagogues and prisons, and you will be brought before kings and governors because of my name. This will give you an opportunity to bear witness. Therefore, make up your minds not to prepare your defense ahead of time, for I will give you such words and a wisdom that none of your adversaries will be able to resist or contradict. You will even be betrayed by parents, brothers, relatives, and friends. They will kill some of you. You will be hated by everyone because of my name, but not a hair on your head will be lost. By your endurance, gain your lives." Next. Sunday, we were looking at the examples that Jesus pointed out in the temple. There were the scribes. Jesus warned his disciples, do not follow the scribes' example, because they are doing everything just for show. They do all kinds of things, so you will point them out in the crowd and look to them. They give their offerings by sometimes blowing trumpets ahead of time so you can call attention or be called attention to watch what they do. They like to have the long robes with the big tassels, so you can say, look how religious he is. Well, there was another person at the temple, a widow, that only had two small coins, and she dropped all she had, those two small coins, into the offering. And Jesus says she's given more than all the others. She gave everything she had. The others gave out of their surplus. She gave out of what she had, putting her full trust in God to provide. Whose example are you going to follow? The one doing your commitment to God to be seen by people, but really you're not committed to God? Or are you trusting God wholly? After he had finished teaching this, some of the disciples were looking at the temple and how beautiful it was, and commenting about how it was adorned. And it was a beautiful building that Solomon, Herod had built in his temple. And Jesus commented, "Not one stone will be left on top of another." Now, that happened in Anno Domini 70. The general at the time, Titus, came in with his Roman army to overthrow and put a final defeat to the rebellion in Israel. And the historians say that the Roman army was driven, they couldn't look at two stones being on top of another without pushing the other one down. So that was fulfilled prophecy that Jesus had given. And so the disciples say, when is this going to happen? And what are the signs? Well, he waits a little bit to tell them it's not going to happen right away. We're talking about the time about 33 AD, around that 30 to 33. So it's 70 AD, about 40 years later that the temple is destroyed. But Jesus tells them about not only what's going to happen in 70, but also what's going to happen in the distant future. He says in verse 9, but the end will not come right away. So what are the things to watch out for? First thing, he says, watch out, don't be deceived. Now when it says that, it gives us the indication that it's possible to be deceived if you're not watching out. If you've ever watched an illusionist do his magic tricks, he tries to distract you with this hand so you don't see what the other hand is doing, and it's misdirection. There are people in religious circles that try to deceive people into what the truth is and try to elevate themselves to a position of being revered, even to the point of being called Jesus come back. There are people that have claimed themselves to be Jesus, a new appearance on the earth. Jesus says, watch out. If you have people say, here I am, I'm Jesus, I'm back, don't believe them. Or, the time is near, don't believe what they're saying. Be sure you check out everything the scripture. There's often been wars and rebellions. We hear all over the world there have been constant wars. There's not a time in history that I can think of that there haven't been wars going on. Indeed, it says it is necessary for these things to take place. He said, nation will rise up against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be violent earthquakes and famines and plagues in various places, and there will be terrifying sights and great signs, not sounds. There will be sounds along with it, but Scripture says signs. From heaven. Now this is talking about the Great Tribulation period. Is described in the book of Revelation. But also world history is described in the book of Daniel. In Daniel chapter 2, King Nebuchadnezzar has a dream. And Daniel interprets that dream. He saw a statue that the head was of gold, the arms and chest of silver, the stomach and thighs of bronze, the legs of iron, and the feet of iron mixed with clay. And a great stone came and smashed the whole thing until there was nothing left of it. Then Daniel is given the interpretation from God, and he describes this. He says, you, king, are the head of gold, but after you will come another kingdom. And as we look for history, the Babylonian Empire was that head of gold. It was the world's dominating power at the time. It was overthrown by the Medo-Persian Empire, which was overthrown by the Greek Empire, which was overthrown by the Roman Empire. So the gold is the Babylonians. The Medo-Persians are the silver, the Greek is the gold, or the bronze rather, and the iron is the Roman Empire. The feet mixed with iron and clay is the revived Roman Empire, which you'll see come into being in the Great Tribulation period. Daniel 7 also talks about four great beasts, another description of these empires. The first beast was a lion with eagle's wings. If you've seen the ruins of Babylon, they like the lion with eagle's wings as a decoration. We even have a name for it, a griffin. And that is on the a motif at the gates of Babylon and all through the city. The next empire is the bear, and it's raised up on one side, and that's the Medo-Persian Empire. It was stronger on one side than the other. Followed by the leopard, very swift, and that's the Greek Empire. And then followed by the creature with iron teeth, again the Roman Empire. All those are described in world empire and world history described in Daniel. But these tribulations, all these things that Jesus say are going to happen, we look in the book of Revelation, chapter 6, we see the seals. There are seven seals. The first seal is the white horse, and it's one that comes and conquers. The second seal, the red horse, has the ability to take peace from the earth. The third seal is the black horse, and it's described as making the price of daily food astronomically high. Then the fourth seal is the pale horse, and he brings famine, plague, and wild animals. If you can't afford food, then there's going to be famine. The fifth seal is the slaughter of believers. The sixth seal is a great earthquake, and the sun is blackened. The seventh seal is fire from heaven, thunder. There's a sound. There's a great sound. Thunder, lightning, and a great earthquake. And this leads into the seven trumpets, seven trumpet judgments. First trumpet sounds, and there's hail and fire from heaven, and one-third of all the green vegetation on the earth is burned up. The second trumpet sounds, and a mountain is cast into the sea, and one-third of the ocean living creatures die, and one-third of the ships are sunk. The third trumpet, one-third of the rivers are poisoned. The fourth trumpet, a third of the sun, moon, and stars are darkened. The fifth trumpet, a plague of locusts that torments people that do not have, that have the mark of the beast on them for 5 months. The sixth trumpet, one-third of the human race is killed, and there's a description of a 200 million man army. Then we have the seven bowl judgments. These are the last judgments before Christ returns. The first bowl is poured out and there's painful sores. The second bowl, the sea is turned to blood. The third bowl judgment, rivers are turned to blood. The fourth bowl, scorching sun. The fifth bowl judgment is darkness. It's been too hot, now it's suddenly dark, and people can't even see. The sixth bowl judgment, the Euphrates River is dried up, preparing for an army to invade and try to oppress the people of Israel. And the second bowl judgment, an earthquake and 100-pound hailstones are falling. All these are signs and wonders from heaven. Jesus didn't go into detail in describing them, but they're described in the book of Revelation. And you're free to read that and look through that and go back to Daniel and read that. Don't just wait for me to do my next sermon series on Daniel and Revelation. You can read ahead. But it says that, verse 12, But before all these things, so before the great tribulation, they will lay their hands on you and persecute you. They will hand you over to the synagogues and prisons, and you will be brought before kings and governors because of my name. Now, think about that. The synagogue is the place of worship of God. They're going to bring you, true Christians, before the church because they don't think you're doing right, because you're actually following what Scripture says. Bringing you before the synagogues because you actually believe what God said in His Word. And then bringing you into civil government as well, bringing accusations. But it says, don't worry. Don't start writing down your defense when this happens. God will give you the right words to say and the wisdom to say them, and people will not be able to refute it. Now, some people are going to be killed. But it says, not a hair on your head will be lost. By your endurance, you gain your lives. This is talking about our eternal life in heaven. We might lose our physical life here, but we're not going to lose our salvation. We remain true. And by endurance, stick to what God has called us to do. Is even going to be at the point that friends and family are going to turn you in because you dare to proclaim Jesus as the only way to be right with God. There's a lot of stuff happening, and we see many events. Now, the next sermon is going to deal with more details about that are going to happen before Christ returns. But that's Sunday's sermon. We'll come on back for that. Right now, stand for our closing. Let us remember to not be deceived. Lord, I pray that we will remain true to you, following what you call us to do. Trusting in your wisdom and your guidance, knowing that our lives are in your hands and nothing can take our salvation away, but we're secure in your loving arms. In Jesus' name, amen.